Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, the website again, founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. North Korea is getting trigger happy again, and they fired another missile.
This is a short-range missile, and there was some chatter in recent days about North Korea holding some kind of talks with South Korea, hoping that South Korea could put some pressure on the United States to get to the United States, have them lift some sanctions, even perhaps as much as having a summit. I wouldn't say this would be the right way to do it, not that it should be done at all, but this particular missile did not pose any kind of a threat to the immediate area, to any U.S. personnel or territory or any of that kind of thing. But it's got Japan is mostly rattled because it doesn't look like the United States is going to do anything about any of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in Japan's lap. There used to be a phone that was connected between North and South Korea that has not been connected for quite some time, certainly not being useful. And South Korea is asking North Korea, let's go back to this phone from, you know, daily or whatever conversations that need to be had. But mm-hmm. North Korea is not responding to that either. So anyway, that's kind of where we are with the short-range missile.
Okay, let's turn to Africa right now, because the scramble for Africa is continuing as Mali has turned to the Russian Wagner group after France's decision to withdraw from the embattled region, and apparently Mali is going to pay this group to fight their terrorist war they got going on there.
Well, they have asked Moscow if it would be a prudent thing to hire what is known as Russia's private military contractors. We don't know what Moscow's response was or is. Likely they'll allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so the French have really declined to really comment on this one. But, you know, Mali's got, you know, they've been fighting along with France, an insurgent group. And I don't know why France would just say, kind of roll up their sleeve, throw up their arms in the air and just go, well, we're done with this. I don't know. But anyway, I think that the Wagner Group would be very happy to do this because they want to inject themselves into all things Africa and Europe.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't this like the Russian version of our old Blackwater Company?
Well, yeah. I mean,
okay.
They've been around a very long time.
Because I heard of them somewhere in the mix. I want to say in the Middle East, but I'm not positive.
They've been around a very, very, very long time. They were involved early on in the matter of Crimea, Ukraine. They're not a good group, really, to be honest with you. But it shows that Mali's is desperate, and I'm not sure why France would put him in that position.
Now, the situation with the healthcare workers in New York City went from bad to worse because apparently the New York City government went to the court where they had a restraining order through at least Wednesday of this week, and they got that restraining order dropped, and as a result, the mandatory having to be vaccinated went into effect last night at midnight without them really knowing about it. Now they do know about it, which means that they can technically start firing people that aren't going to get vaccinated today.
That's right. So, you know, remember you had these healthcare workers that were all very celebrated, you know, going through the real peak of all things pandemic. And, you know, they stayed with it. They worked all those hours. They dealt with thousands and thousands and thousands of patients and whatnot. And now all of a sudden, we don't like you anymore. And so we want to fire you for, you know, or the mandated vaccination. So, the new governor there said that she would allow her state to go to a state of emergency to increase the supply of healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not enough, that they are looking at going to the National Guard that has medical training to keep hospitals and
yep.
other facilities staffed.
Yep. Activated mass units. Okay, hold on. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on Denise Simon 2. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'll be back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is being brought to you by our buddies up at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, Lauren Kelly was here in town last Thursday night, and she had a great time. Thanked everybody for coming in to to see the show and to see her, and she sold a number of her book sets there, so she was happy as a lark with that. And what it is about her with her books is she writes about American history. Now, education of our youth is always critical. And we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. It just is no longer the case. So that being said, the sooner the youngsters actually learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. So Lauren has written a book, a series of books, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Go there, you'll see what they are. And that's all you got to do. Now, if you're a homeschooler, this is a great way to go because it'll teach them early on about American history. And if your kids are going to public school, they aren't going to learn what's in these books. I'll guarantee you that one. So it would be great for them to learn and just have there at the house, just like you have a dictionary or an encyclopedia set. So TuggyThePatriotPup.com, go over there, check it out. A must for people that do homeschooling. And the books come in English and Spanish, too. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Elliot on the line right now, so let me go over to Elliot. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Captain, I have something here.
Yes, good morning. I have something here I'd like to run by you and Denise to see what you think. You can give me 60 seconds. You know, Denise, Maxine Waters is a fire starter who simply do not know when to stop playing with matches. Now, here's an 83-year-old woman who was in the league of Nancy Pelosi. Is a disgrace. Republicans, do not be stupid. This is a diversional tactic by the left communists to saturate you with rhetoric on Haitians. The president down knows the next wave could reach well over 20,000 humans. Half are stuck in Mexico right now. I watched feed from a Spanish channel in Colombia last night and a feed from France 24. Civil war has broken out in Haiti. Gangs are killing each other. People lying on the ground while these thugs shoot automatic weapons. Maxine Waters and the Democrats are well aware of what's happening. The Democrats, blacks, are telling Biden enough with beige-skinned Spanish at the border. They want straight-up chocolate black. Haitians are flying out of Port-au-Prince to Panama or Colombia. Now, many are flying into Mexico City. They're flying into Cozumel, Tijuana, and Cancun to make their way to the border. Maxine Waters is a low-down black woman who do not live in her district in California. Her $6 million house sits in a mostly white, wealthy community. This is all designed for the millions to come one, come all. Brazil sounded the alarm when they took Haitians in back in 2010, if you remember. Now, crime and killings in Brazil went up significantly, and Brazilians responded by killing the perpetrators, which was those dangerous Haitians. Now, Captain, I'd like to thank you and Denise, and I'll hang up and listen to see what you have to say.
Okay, well, it just so happens we actually were going to go kind of in that direction, but go ahead, Denise, start it out.
Well, yeah, starting in 2010, Elliot's exactly right, a lot of, after the earthquake, a lot of the Haitians left and went to Brazil and Chile, to several of the countries. They had a little bit more liberal immigration policies down there. But it's continued. Now, what is particularly interesting is several of these countries have given those Haitians credentials to mm-hmm. stay. And so for our government, including Maxine Waters and Jen Psaki and Biden and the rest, to, you know, tell us that they're leaving their homes because of, you know, the plight in their home. Well, they've already hit another country, and they've been working there, and they've been, you know, surviving. Now, how do we know this? Because if you look at the ground where all these Haitians at our southern border, they've been throwing away their credentials that they had when they were in Brazil or Chile or Argentina or wherever else they were.
Mm-hmm.
So this is that's why the Haitians don't want to go back to Haiti. They weren't from Haiti. They were from some other country in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
So we're being pumped. The other thing is, interestingly enough, four times, I wrote about this yesterday, Elliot, four times in our Constitution, the word invasion is addressed, the condition of invasion. Article 1, Section 8, Article 1, Section 9, 10, and then Article 4, Section 4. So we are, in fact, being invaded.
Yep.
And somebody needs to have that discussion, and they're not. So one particular Article 4, Section 4, Paragraph 1, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki yesterday and the day before and last week dismissed the growing crisis at the southern border claiming the Republican governors are failing to put forward solutions or steps for the Biden administration to control the crisis, which is an absolute lie. 26 governors wrote a letter to the Biden administration pleading for a meeting with the president to discuss the lack of the federal action regarding the border crisis. And he has blown them off without saying a word. He doesn't want to discuss the border crisis because I saw these people, just like Elliot saw, and I did see one of the videos. They're standing around in Biden-Harris T-shirts, for God's sake.
Well, they're not going to take meetings with any of the Republicans. And then they keep, now they're blaming it on Republicans not being part of immigration reform.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we got enough, we got all the laws on the books that we possibly need to have,
yep.
Okay? Just follow them.
Yep.
And they're not doing that. They're absolutely not doing that. They're not even following Title 42.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, it's, lying is working, okay?
Yeah.
Lying by this administration is working, and it's working well.
That's all they're doing.
And that's precisely all they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to some of the other channels, cable news networks, they pass the lie out there,
mm-hmm.
And people don't question anything. They're not doing the work to even understand what is happening. Certainly, when it comes to narco terrorists, to the cartels, to any of those kinds of things. Lying is working, so they're going to continue to lie.
Yeah. Now, we saw Mayorkas on television Sunday. He made the rounds, and he talked about, well, there's as many as 10,000. Well, maybe it's 12,000 illegal Haitians that have been processed and they've been released into the United States. And then we find out that, no, it might have been 15,000, but nobody really knows the freaking number because they're being quiet. And then, as Elliot says, and we heard about yesterday, 20,000 are sitting on the Guatemalan-Mexican border ready to come north.
Yeah, I mean, they're staged all over the place. So the question that becomes, somebody needs to ask Jen Psaki, we've already taken in, what, 1.5 million?
Yes.
Okay. What's the number? What's the top number? Is it 20 million? Is it 50 million? Do we just empty out all of these countries, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Haiti, whatever else? What's the number?
Yep. All right. Well, you've written a couple of great articles. Folks, go over to founderscode.com and check out the articles. One's on the supply chain being broken with all the cargo ships off the California coast. And I will talk to you tomorrow, kiddo.
Yeah.
All righty. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out what she writes.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Real Clear Politics White House correspondent Phil Wegman asked Biden administration spokesperson Jen Psaki about the El Paso Times updating their reporting that the Border Patrol used whips on Haitian migrants in Texas last week.
He asked if that changes anything for the administration that there were no whips.
I don't think anyone could look at those photos and think that was appropriate action or behavior or something that should be accepted within our administration. There's an investigation that's ongoing. We'll let that play out, but our reaction to the photos has not changed.
The White House on Monday warned that the looming government shutdown could hurt the Biden administration's COVID-19 mandates. Congress has until the end of September to pass legislation to avert a shutdown, as Republicans and Democrats have struggled to come to an agreement on a number of measures. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. A tremendous opportunity, if I say so myself. Now, we'll tell you where those locations are after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. So you've got Clearwater, Florida in the Tampa Bay area and Concord, Mass in the Boston area. Now, what I suggest everybody does is to give them a call, which I'll give you the number in a second, and ask to take a tour of their facility. Now, the number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take a tour of either one of those facilities. Now, you'll have the opportunity to talk to some of the students that are there. You'll have the opportunity to talk to some of the instructors that are there. And you'll have an opportunity to talk to the financial people to see how your student loan would be structured. Now, if you're a veteran post 9/11 and you've not used your educational benefits, more than likely, you will get 100% payment on your tuition to learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you're pre 9/11, depending on how long you've been out of the service and whether or not you've actually used your benefits to begin with, you'll get a proportion of it. A portion of it, and whatever the percentage might happen to be. And then for whatever else may or may not be owed, then you would take a student loan out just the way anybody else would, and there you go. Voila, you've got it. But they'll help you with all of that. They have people there that can do just that. So the National Aviation Academy, find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, building Afghanistan's national security forces was one of the most ambitious and expensive aspects of the decades that the United States was there. Obviously, we didn't do as good of a job as was being reported, and someone's going to have to answer for that. Who is it going to be? Don't know, but there's going to have to be answers, so Congress is going to have to do their job and investigate this and hold hearings to see how all of this happened the way that it did, because a lot of people think something really was bad wrong, and they are right. Now, the Pentagon is reporting 52 deaths so far, none of them from fully vaccinated troops, of the COVID-19, which is more than doubled the death toll in the last couple of months. Let's find out what's going on there. By the way, General Milley said the U.S. might look into allowing the military service chiefs to form stronger relationships with their Russian counterparts. Gee, like the one that Milley has when he can just pick up the phone and call anybody he wants? I guess that's the one they're talking about. Now, counter-terrorism strikes from abroad will have to be cleared with the Taliban. So says the Taliban. If anybody is going after ISIS or Al-Qaeda or whoever. And I can tell you, I have no doubt in my mind that the U.S. will not be asking the Taliban permission to strike terror groups inside Afghanistan. If they want to launch an attack, they're going to launch an attack. But let's hope they get the Americans a heck out of Dodge first. There's still Americans there. Now, they're starting to get them out a few at a time still, but there's still Americans that are in country. By the way, former DOD officials amongst the Trump advisors and associates have been subpoenaed by the House by the January 6th panel. The subpoenas are a significant escalation for the committee investigating the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, which once again we know was no insurrection. We've seen the video initially. We've seen the guys dressed in black that let the people in. They opened the doors from the inside and motioned for them to come in. Good Lord. By the way, the Inspector General is asking personnel to be on the lookout for signs of trafficking, as Afghan refugees are particularly vulnerable right now. Human trafficking is going on in certain areas where the Afghan refugees went. Legislation, by the way, in the U.S. House of Representatives fiscal 2022 defense policy bill will mandate more scrutiny of the Navy's surface warfare officer community, but will also include a provision mandating that the SWOs be assigned specialized career paths. That'll be interesting. By the way, did you hear about the bill that got passed yesterday in the House? Young ladies are going to have to sign up for the draft. Now, it hasn't passed through the Senate yet, but young ladies will have to register for the draft. That's as far as it goes, as far as I know,
yet. So we'll see how that that plays out. And it looks like as if the Hawks had the upper hand in the Pentagon spending debate. So the Doves lost out, the Hawks gained. And we'll see where all of this goes. It's going to be another interesting year when it comes to money and whatnot. By the way, Turkey's president has said he would consider buying a second round of Russian missiles in defiance of the strong objections by the United States. Well, too bad, so sad. That's his money. And the Biden administration says that they will investigate the possible national security risks of over-relying on imports of certain magnets used in fighter aircraft and missile guidance systems as part of a global supply chain review. That's what the Commerce Department says anyway. We'll see how that plays out. And we talked about this, Denise and I, but I've talked about it earlier on my one of my news reports. Mali, the country of Mali, has decided to hire the Wagner Group, which is a Russian military group. And they've done so to fight the terrorists as the European Union has drawn a red line against Russia. All right, let me go to the phone lines because we've got Todd on the line, so 60 seconds with Todd, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If your senator votes for this $3.2 trillion monstrosity, okay, if you allow Romney in Utah or Murkowski in Alaska or Collins in Maine or Cassidy in Iowa to sell us out, I pray that an avalanche hits your whole state and you go under, okay? You're going to let your senator sell our country out just like our Joe Biden sold out our 13 soldiers because the buck stopped with it. You can put the guy in the brink, Joe. Okay, you can try and cover up your sin, but at the end of the day, you're responsible. When you let Susan Rice or Valerie Jarrett put the stand down order, okay, you're responsible. The buck stops with you. You killed our 13 soldiers. We can't get past that. You have to answer for Santino, okay? You have to answer. You're a disgrace to America, and we can't get past it. If you allow your senator to vote and sell this country out, or your House member, Democrat or Republican, I pray to God that your whole state goes down like Sodom and Gomorrah. You know this. Who borrows $3.2 trillion from the enemy, China, and pays interest on that money when you don't have it? Who's the sellout? Okay? Your senator is. Your Democrat is. Okay? Joe Biden's a disaster. The lies aren't working.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay? The lies aren't working.
It's going to cut you off right now, Todd. Okay. Thank you very much. The computer just cut him off. Sorry about that, but we're going to break. It's a hard break, Todd. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Roger D. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thank you very much, Roger P. Appreciate that. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch with Chris Markowski in this segment, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website, is brought to you by our friends over at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. The powertrain and technology of this Acura lineup is now better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, and it's also got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, the front seat massagers, and boy, that really feels good on my bad back when I get to sit in a car. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, don't forget, they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for all active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, to the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Now, the GOP lawmakers stopped the debt hike, the debt limit hike. And how about that for openers?
Well, again, the Democrats can do this on their own if they want to. If they choose to do this on their own, they don't need the Republicans to do that. That they just don't want to do it that way. But again, it's getting close to the wire now when it comes to this whole debt ceiling. And whenever you usually get to this point in time, somebody usually caves. Hopefully, the Republicans are going to hold the line, or there's going to be some sort of movement back to the table. When it comes to all of this, you know, budgeting that's just patently absurd, and all the spending that is just, you know, you want to pull your hair out with this stuff. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Biden came out and he said that the $3.5 trillion bill isn't going to cost anything.
I saw it.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's not true. I saw it. It said absolutely is not true.
If that's true, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. It's like saying that, like my daughter saying, I'm taking dad's credit card out and spending money on it, but because it's not her credit card, it's my credit card, it doesn't cost anything. I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right. And unfortunately, this is the case all across the country where if you're drinking the Kool-Aid, you're going to believe this stuff, but it's just not true. There ain't nothing free when they're going to turn around and spend a bunch of money. It's coming from somewhere.
Yeah. If you're not paying for it, somebody else is, it somehow doesn't cost anything. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah. Now, Ford has decided to invest, along with South Korea, some $11.4 billion to add electric pickup trucks, the F-150 pickup trucks, and also three battery factories they're going to be making, or building batteries out of.
Yeah, there's a lot of electric cars coming online. The F-150 is, there's been a pretty decent demand for that truck so far. However, I mean, again, it's getting these things out. I don't know what to believe when it comes to this, because I keep hearing about all of these cars that have all of this tremendous demand for them, yet you can't get them. I have friends of mine that ordered the Ford Bronco that were supposed to get it this year. Now they're telling them, hey, maybe next year, maybe the year after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously having some capacity issues here.
I think it's still the chips.
Chips, also other, you know, it can't be the only thing is chips. You know, it's got to be other issues as well in the way we source materials. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about this yesterday. Those containers are really piling up here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah, they're sitting off the coast of California.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. There's a lot of electric car companies that are coming online, there really is, and I, you know, there was a lot of car companies mm-hmm. when the automobile was first, invented, and a lot of them are no longer. So a lot of these things are highly, highly speculative. These electric mm-hmm. car companies, obviously, it's Ford, it's a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
but China in particular has a ton of electric car companies, many of them that have been shuttered since before COVID.
Okay, we're going to take a question here from one of our regular callers. Bagamon Bob, what's your question for the Watchdog?
Yes, sir, Captain. Well, one thing, I just got through hearing on the radio, the FBI is now soliciting people to report hate crimes. Since when is the FBI? That should be local police matters and stuff like that. And the second thing is, as far as these the car chips, this is what we have to start making things here in this country. Forget about China. We got to start putting our own plants up and stuff like this. Even if it means putting embargoes on their stuff and giving incentives to the companies to produce them here. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but we were starting to do that while Donald Trump was the president. Biden came in, and right away he's going back to the way they used to do things.
No, we were. I mean, there's some manufacturing coming back to the United States, but obviously we have other, you know, issues when it comes also getting people to show up to work, too. And, you know, that's always been a bit of a problem here, and getting the right staffing and the right pricing based upon, what the market is demanding at that point in time. I'd like to see a lot more of this supply chain stuff to come back to the United States, too. It's a bit of a national security issue,
mm-hmm.
If may. So, yeah, it'd be good to get some of that stuff back.
Now, Fed Chairman Powell warned of the lingering inflation pressures which are creating this problem with the backlog, things that we can't get, this, that, and the other. And I don't see it getting any better, do you?
Right now, no, it's actually getting worse. The problem's not getting better now. It's actually getting much worse. I was actually looking at, you know, China. Talk about the backlog we have here. You got to take a look at some of the Chinese ports with the containers, how they're piling up. They can't get them out fast enough. Mm-hmm. So it's an issue.
Yeah, by the way, we just talked about the spending bill that Biden was talking about. Won't cost us anything. Here's what the report has to say, done by the group of investors and business people. They said the Biden spending bill will lead to the loss of 5.3 million jobs and put us $3.7 trillion further in debt.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me at all, and I think that that's you're under. I think that it's being generous when it comes to what this is going to do.
Yeah,
whenever the government gets involved with trying to pick and choose winners and losers and try to create businesses out of thin air, they fail. And that's what this does. So it's handouts and giveaways to favorite industries there. Eventually, those industries run out of money, government money at some point in time, then they go under. We went through this under the Obama administration. This is a replay.
Yeah, we've been hearing in some cases that people saying this thing could cost us $6 trillion.
Yeah, listen, it's definitely going to be right around that number over 10 years. You put it out even further, it's going to get much more expensive because entitlements always explode.
Mm-hmm. Now, Biden may be in trouble here because it looks like as if his economic agenda may not pass by the end of this week.
Right now, it doesn't look good. But again, who knows what Democrats in the Senate end up doing when it comes to this, and who ends up towing the line, and what certain Democrats in the House end up doing, ones that are going to be at risk of losing their positions very quickly if they are seen as being way too far to the left.
What's going on with Wells Fargo that they're going to pay the Department of Justice $37 million in an overcharging case?
But what isn't happening with Wells Fargo? You take a look at these big firms, and they are perpetually finding ways to, fleece customers and investors. Wells Fargo is just another one. But, they've been caught a lot over the past several years. I think this had to do with currency exchange, if I'm not mistaken, the forex currency markets and manipulation there.
Yeah. All right. And we've got some people in the Fed that are having to retire because of a little stock investment they got caught with.
Well, it was basically some of the positions that they held in their portfolios and some of the trading that was done also coincided with some of the trading that the Fed was doing as well, which can be construed as acting on information that was non-public. According to the Fed's rules, they didn't do anything wrong. But they felt that, hey, you know what, we don't want to be caught up in any scandal here, so we're just going to leave. They need some new rules for stock trading if you're a member of the Federal Reserve.
All right, Mr. Chris, I thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. You'll hear his program on the weekends on many of these same stations, watchdogonwallstreet.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.